What is going on, you fine Packers people? It's Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live across the street from Lambeau Field. What's up, everyone? The Green Bay Packers, your Green Bay Packers. Pretty banged up group out there today, Thursday practice. Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison, Robert Tonyan. Nobody practicing. It's going to have to cobble together a receiving core on Sunday afternoon versus the Oakland Raiders when they come visit here, the friendly confines of Lambeau Field. Good to see everybody in the chat. Kevin, what's up? Greetings from London. Peter, how you doing in London? Hello from Green Bay. Thanks for checking in. Kevin, sup? How are you? I missed the laptop camera. I'll bet you do. Next, what's wrong with Kenny Clark? I think it's his back. I know he was listed yesterday as having the back issue, but he was listed as a limited participant. Of course, that is an estimation, a guesstimate, because they only doing a walkthrough. But today, he did not participate. I just want to make sure I'm 100% on that. Kenny Clark, calf and back. So he's dealing with two injuries, a calf and a back injury. Eric, good day. How are you? Time for Vitaly. It's been time for Vitaly. I don't know how many times I got to say it. Now, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at LaFleur. He's got to get this kid involved. They need help in the passing game. Vitaly can provide that. Aaron, thanks for running across the street to meet me and my dad Monday afternoon. Oh, it was great to see you. Thanks so much for saying hello. Sorry if I couldn't talk longer. It's always a little bit crazy, but it was really nice to meet you guys. Thanks for saying hello. Amazing how much pressure the Packers get on three-man rushes. Hell, when you got Za'Darius blowing up an interior guard and then plowing through a running back at the same time. He did it back in the Vikings game when he came off the edge and just devoured the tackle. Yeah, it's a nice luxury to have if you're Mike Pettine, knowing you only have to rush three and then you can play coverage and back. Hope Gary can step up. The Smiths are playing a lot. William, I agree. I will say, though, quietly, Kyler Fackrell had a really nice game against the Lions on Monday night. You know, I think Gary will come along, but it's nice to have some quality reps from Fackrell like they did a couple days ago. Lazard, a start in fantasy this week? Oh, Matthew, that's no idea. You're asking the world's worst fantasy football player. I have no clue. I wish our bye came sooner than week 11. It's not too bad. It's, you know, the byes are always, you know, just right or too early or too late, but everyone's got to deal with one, and then, you know, afterwards you get hurt. That's life in the NFL. Who can throw a ball farther, Banky or Grassi? That's a really good question. I'm going to say Banky, just from the pure rage behind it. Shepherd redemption game in the slot. Well, Kevin, I think between him and Ryan Grant, they'll get some looks in the slot, but I'll be interested to see how many balls get thrown their way by one Mr. Aaron Charles Rogers. This is the time of the season where everyone is going to be dealing with injuries. Correct. Why not make Graham a wideout and put Lewis in line? I think you'll see a bit of that, but it doesn't seem to be a huge component of this offense, at least so far. You guys, if you watch the press conferences, I asked LaFleur point blank, isn't it time to get Mercedes Lewis more involved? He's catching everything in sight. You know, Graham is dropping everything in sight. LaFleur gave us the old, I believe in Mercedes, or I believe in Jimmy Graham. So I think you're going to see more Jimmy Graham. How much of Sternberger will we see? Oh, Ismail, I'll be surprised if he's active, actually. Maybe because Tanyan's hurt. If Tanya can't go, then he'll be up. But I don't think you'll see a whole lot of him. I think if he does suit up, it's break glass in case of emergency only. You know, if there's an injury to one of those front guys. Joel, thank you for the super chat. 30 targets for Graham on Sunday, right? Oh, let's hope not. Gary does not look like he was worth the 12th so far. I know there's a lot of ball game left. Nathan, there's a lot of ball game left. He looks fine. With our extensive injuries at wide receiver, do you expect seeing maybe both running backs, Jones and Jamal, on the field together Sunday? Zach, yeah. We saw that at times on Monday night. And I suspect we would have seen it a bunch against the Eagles if, you know, Jamal hadn't been laid out by a dirty hit. So far, Gary looks like a potential bust. Worth the 12 to you? I can't with you people sometimes. It's six games! Six games. It's nothing. It's the blink of an eye. It's a nanosecond in the history of this kid's career. Let him play. Y'all want answers right away to everything. Just hold on. Can we let him just play and finish the season? One season is all I ask, which I should be asking for three, but all I ask is one season. Oh, it's hard. It is hard sometimes, people. If Jordy wanted to return, do you think he brings similar value to Allison or as Allison? I don't doubt that he could step in and offer something, but you got to remember, it's a completely different offense now. Obviously, he'd have the rapport with Aaron, and that would certainly help, but I don't think he would be some amazing game changer for them. He'd certainly be a body that Aaron trusts, but yeah, it's not like he's going to step on the field and suddenly be able to run everything without a hitch. There would be a learning curve there as far as the offense goes. Aaron might want to force it to him a couple times. I don't love the idea. What are the chances Graham goes on IR if Sternberger looks ready to play? Minimal, Keith. If you're counting on a rookie tight end, good luck. Sternberger, as much as I love that pick and I love what he did in college, he wasn't exactly lighting it up before getting hurt. And Rodgers even mentioned at his locker yesterday, he wasn't throwing a whole lot of balls to him in practice as it is. And I just don't think you're going to get a major contribution out of the kid. Now, maybe he steps on the field, gets his feet wet, and helps a little bit, as the season rolls along. But I think if you're counting on a major contribution from Jay Sternberger, you're going to be waiting for a while. Any concern with the amount of concussions and knockouts with the new helmet rule? No, not really. Oh, clash with the Sprees. Thank you for the super chat. Grossi should keep his day job. He quit teaching. Why would you say that? Let the man follow his dream. He's talking about the Packers online for a living. It's a beautiful thing. I encourage more people to do it. The injury bug, damn it, Nagler. Diego, everyone's dealing with it. Literally every team. It's football. If you don't like lengthy injury reports, you don't like guys being hurt, go watch ping pong or something, man. That's all I can give you. Highlander, thank you for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers' play action is better than anyone. I mean, it's up there. There was one in particular, the one he threw to Mercedes, which was so sweet. I love the way he is handling on those fakes. Is just gold. Hey, Aaron, next time you question Aaron, can you ask about offensive tempo? Thanks. Thomas, sure. Shoot me again, though. What about the tempo would you like to know? Antonio Brown? No. Afternoon, Nags. Got you on the computer screen and the Western El Dorado on the big screen. Nice way to spend an afternoon. Uncultured. Thank you for joining us. Steve DeBerg. I don't even know what that's in reference to, but I love a Steve DeBerg reference. When I get Cheesehead TV and Patcast in one day, Seth, it's a good day. Any word on Sternberger has put any meat on yet? No, he looks the exact same. More Lewis, less Graham. George, from your comment to LaFleur's game plan. Hey, by the way, right there, that's his film room. That's where the breakdowns and the game planning happens for LaFleur. And there is the office. And somewhere down there, like in there, is Wes Hotkowitz probably looking at me and laughing. But yeah, the magic, all the LaFleur magic happens right over there. I'm just here to say Raji uses Ticket King. Dustin, that's what I'm talking about. You know where he goes when he wants to use Ticket King? He goes to CheeseheadTV.com. Find the link there. They've been around since 1992. Any Packers game, home, away. If they're lucky enough to get into the playoffs, they'll have those two. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. Check them out. Do you prefer a later buy or an earlier buy in the year? I have zero preference. I used to worry about that kind of thing, but, you know, every buy is going to come at just the right time. Everybody says that. Remember when they had an early buy a couple years ago and they had all those injuries early and everyone was like, oh, it's coming at just the right time. And then you get in later in the year and, oh, lo and behold, you still got a bunch of injuries because it's football. So, yeah, I mean, can you catch a break perhaps with maybe a significant injury to somebody that they're given a couple, an extra week, 10 days, whatever, extra to heal up from it? Yeah, sure. That does happen. But for the most part, I don't really have a preference. You know, you're going to be injured before, you're going to be injured after. It's just juggling that kind of element and how it feeds into your game plan, how it feeds into the opponent, etc. Injuries are part of the game. Truly. Everyone, go like this video. Nagler doing God's work. Cameron, I thank you, sir. It's very nice of you to say. My first season following Cheesehead TV, and what a year it's been so far. Thanks for all the great content. Timo, thank you so much. If you like what we do, please subscribe to the channel. That's all I ask. Got to get those subs up. And hey, I mean, it's pretty clear this is your first year with Cheesehead TV, and now they're 5-1. I mean, it's pretty obvious, you know, what it is. Yeah, LaFleur. Yeah, sure. Okay. My first season. There you go. Turf toe is a bitch, eh? Indefinitely out. Matt, I had someone ask me today on Twitter how long I thought Devontae would be out, and I said the Panthers game, and a lot of people took umbrage with that idea. And look, I think it's going to, he's got to be out for at least a month. Turf toe is no joke, and the risk of re-injury is high if you come back too quick. So, yeah, I'll be surprised if he's back anytime soon. Calais Campbell has played 6 games and he has been a difference maker. He's actually a vet in the league who's had a career. Joseph, I don't know, that sounds kind of iffy. Keep up the good work, Nags. I spread your work around everywhere. Phrasing? I don't know, man, but thank you. Thank you very much. Is Bakhtiari's back still acting up? That's a good question. He looked fine in the locker room today. Said hello. Is there a trade target that you think does make sense? Julian, not really. I like the team they got. I think they can go where they want to go with the guys on hand. I like my draft capital. So maybe Gutekunst finds a diamond in the rough somewhere and sends off a day 3 pick for somebody, but I'll be surprised if he makes a major shift in the locker room / roster. David, who wins tonight? Good question. I know the Chiefs are in a bit of a skid. The Broncos playing at home should help, but ultimately I got to think Andy Reid and the Chiefs pulled this one out. But it's going to be a good game. I do know that. That defense at home against Mahomes will be fun to watch. Who's my favorite Packers defender playing their defensive player this year? Jack, that's a good question. Obviously, Za'Darius jumps to mind just because of the complete kind of ownership role he's taken on as far as being a leader, his production on the field. I love Kevin King. I made a little video this morning, clip from yesterday's chat about how I hope people appreciate what Kevin's fighting through to be on the field. I know, and I love Kenny Clark. I know, I love all of them. It's hard to focus on just one guy. Oh, but speaking of Za'Darius, he did let out today in the locker room. Matt LaFleur has nixed sack celebrations because they were going on too long. Now, I get saying, hey, button it up a little bit, but just completely getting rid of him? This is my promise to you, Packers fans. I will be asking Mr. LaFleur about this new policy tomorrow during availability because that is nonsense. Highlander, thank you for the super chat. Steve DeBerg is synonymous play action in the history. I tend to agree. Is Jimmy G good or is he just a piece? Not very good at this point. More sacral. I think you're going to see more sacral. Make sack celebrations great again. I love it. What are your thoughts on the Packers calling about Sanders and Green? Well, what did Brian Gutekunst say when he took the job? What was his very first thing he talked about when it came to free agency and or the trade market? Going to be in every conversation. And he's been true to his word in that regard. I do think the call probably went a little something like, "Hi, it's Brian. Hi, Brian. How are you? Oh, just calling about Emmanuel. Just seeing what you guys want. First round pick. Okay, thanks a lot. Tell me if it drops. Okay, bye." Something like that. Hans, thank you for the super chat. When do you think Sternberger will return? Go Pack. I don't think it'll be this week. I think he'll probably, my hunch would be, I don't know. Maybe they activate him this week and put him up just because of fear of injury for the other two guys, but I got to think it's next week. I do think they will activate him, but I'm not entirely sure it'll be this week. Bob Tonyan, the greatest tight end of all time. I mean, Aaron, to quote Marlon Brando in Superman, "These are matters of undeniable fact." We use a lot more two-back sets with the receivers hurt. Jacob, we talked about that a little bit ago. I think you'll see more utilization of the backs in a number of different ways, but I don't necessarily think it means that those two guys will be on the field together more. But I do think that is a wrinkle that you will see on Sunday in that building. Biggest happy surprise from a player this year. You know what? Preston Smith has surprised me very, very pleasantly. I knew he would be effective. I thought he would be much more effective against the run than he would be as a pass rusher. But he has shown some legit chops when it comes to getting to the quarterback in a way that I thought, yes, you saw it on tape in Washington. I didn't think he would be as effective, or at least not as repeatedly effective as he has been early on this season. Now, he is playing a ton of snaps, and maybe it falls off at some point, but man, he has been a pleasant surprise, no doubt about it. Can you do a watch party with Ben Fennell? That would be amazing. Justin, if there's a home game that he's around for, an away game that he's around New York for, I'd love to have him in. The problem is Ben is a working professional. We actually wanted to have him on the watch party for the draft, but he had to work because he's working the draft. It's kind of the problem when you're friends with people who are in the industry. They're always working when football's on. But absolutely, if we can find a time that he's around, I would absolutely love to have him on. That'd be a ton of fun. How easy would it be for a punter to kick field goals? Why aren't there guys who can do both? Saves an extra roster spot for someone else, because then if they get hurt, then you're scrambling. Also, the Falcons had, I can't remember his name, but the Falcons had a kicker and punter on their roster a couple years ago, and that ended in disaster. The guy ended up not being very good at either one, and then they were left scrambling. They're called specialists for a reason. These guys literally dedicate their lives to doing this one thing. And I know you want to save a roster spot, but I'd much rather have a very dependable specialist myself. Is Billy Turner getting better because of more experience with the other old linemen? I think there's something to that. The best offensive lines played together a lot, and I don't discount that being there down in and down out with Corey and with Brian certainly helps. Now, that said, he himself is playing a hell of a lot better too these last 2 weeks, but in particular on Monday night was easily his best game in a Packers uniform. So hopefully maintains that level consistently. But certainly multiple reps with the guys around you undoubtedly plays into it somewhat. Oh my gosh. What's the best thing about my job? Thing about my job? Well, that I can drink beer and talk football with you fine folks. No doubt. What are the chances Riveron understands camera angles? Zero. Do you buy the reports of Packers interested in Green or Sanders trade? I don't think it's so much that they're interested. I think they're just doing their due diligence. If a price were to drop on either one of those, maybe Brian makes that move, but I don't think he's going to send a premium pick for either one. Now, maybe that changes, but that's my hunch. Why can't someone go from active to practice squad without getting cut? Lions picked up Carson. It's all right, Katie. I mean, he did great stuff. I loved his running, but they have two backs and they have a guy they drafted. Time to let him fly. Can people stop with the trading for a wide receiver? Seth, I can only say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Way to pound the cow. Hey, you know, we approached New Glarus about sponsorship, and they said they don't do any sponsorships. They only give to charity. So in the name of charity, salut. Best place to have seats in Lambeau, Timo? I mean this sincerely. There is not a bad seat in the house. You can sit anywhere. It really depends on how you like to take in a game. Some people like to be down near where the action is and see some of the hits and the violence and maybe be behind the Packers bench and you get the interactions on the sideline. That's really cool if you're into that kind of thing. Some people like to sit up further so they see kind of like live all 22 and you see routes and how they develop and how defensive coverage forms and things of that nature. Some people want to sit in a box, although I don't know why. Yeah, it really depends. But I guarantee you, wherever you are in this building, you will have a fantastic seat. It's just amazing. I've never seen a fan base so salty about the roster when the team is 5-1. You get a gold star on Culture Barbarian. Thank you very much. You're 5-1. Live it up. Drink it up. Marinate in it. You're in first place. It's awesome. It's so awesome. Remember losing to the Cardinals last year? Remember not winning on the road until, like, what, week 15, 16 last year? Remember how awful all that felt? Your team is 5-1. Go out. Party. Call that girl that you're not quite sure if she likes you or not, but you think, okay, maybe I should. No! Grab it. The phone. Call her right now. I'm telling you, people. Have fun. Enjoy life. It's all coming up roses for you people right now. 5-1. First place. Live it. Love it. Enjoy it. Please. Adam says he's eyeing a week 8 return. Is that smoke and mirrors? He didn't say that. That was an interestingly phrased question from Mr. Rob Domofsky. But he did not point blank say he's eyeing week 8. It's possible it could. He did not rule out this week. He could be out there on Sunday for all we know. So slow your roll there a little bit. Have I ever bathed in beer? I have not, but God, that sounds good. EQ coming back. Daniel, he cannot. He was placed on injured reserve prior to being on the 53-man roster. So that means his season is over. You have to be on the initial 53-man roster if you are going to be eligible for a return. Bike Racks, thanks so much for the super chat. I want a second Lambo leap from Crosby, this time without help. Hey, you're only going to have to wait, what, another 15 years or so? I don't think it's going to happen. Peter, have you met Mark Murphy? I have met Mark Murphy on several occasions. The first time, I believe, if I remember correctly, was in New York. He was attending the Broadway opening of Lombardi, which I was at. Corey and I were privileged enough to be on the red carpet for. And Mark was there, and I think that's the first time we met him officially. Prior to that, we had seen him at Fan Fest, which they used to do over here, and he was very dubious about these two nerds from New York with cameras walking all over the place. And then I also met him in an elevator in Philadelphia. Actually, the game that started the Run the Table, that Monday night game. I was staying in the team hotel, and we rode down the elevator together in complete silence. Me and Mark Murphy, we're like this. This is me over here. Can Coach Nagel reveal his current wide receiver depth chart? I mean, at the one, I guess we got to go with Alan Lazard, right? I mean, I don't know. Oh, man. Ryan Grant in the slot. Kumaro outside. Let it roll. Was it a mistake trading Trevor Davis? No, not at all. Godspeed. He's doing good things in Oakland, but, man, he did all he was going to do in Green Bay. It's funny because people forget because Shepard's coming off a game where he made a couple bad mistakes. Actually, one really bad mistake. The other one, the ball, the face mask into an interception. I don't put that on him. But, you know, he had the bad mistake, fumble, resulted in a field goal. Got it. Does anyone remember how many mistakes Trevor Davis made? There's a reason they found it okay to trade the guy. You know, like I said, God bless him. He's doing good things in Oakland. Probably just needed a change of scenery. But he had run his course in Green Bay. Does Lewis get the start over Graham? Devin, probably not. Should he? Probably. With the right tackle for Oakland having domestic violence issues, can the Smith feast on his replacement? Probably. And they did it last week with the replacements down in Dallas. Brian Gutekunst's best and worst moves. Peter, his best move could be drafting Jair. Or it could be signing the Smiths in the matter of hours and basically remaking a defense in the process. His worst move, and this isn't even close, was saying that he went home and had a Miller, or he had a spotted cow when Miller Lite pays insane amount of money for naming rights here at Lambeau Field. And you'll notice the next time he was asked about his beer fridge, he talked about Miller Lite. I'm sure the sponsor was very pleased after they got on the phone. But will Shepard try to return a punt out of the end zone? We'll find out. Nags, do you think Rodgers is underrated as a leader? I do, in the sense of like the national media and or national NFL fan base, probably. I think most people who follow the Packers know he's an incredible leader. You know, obviously there's been a lot of talk and a lot of stuff written, mostly out of quotes by Greg Jennings and JerMichael Finley. Most people know who follow the Packers regularly why they have those axes to grind and how you can kind of just take that with a grain of salt. I don't think there's anybody who truly follows the Packers that doesn't recognize Rodgers' leadership. I think he is an incredible leader, no doubt. Trade Josh Jackson and a six-pack of spotted cow for Jarvis Landry. Why would the Browns make that trade? Why? I'll take one or two more here. Is this the best Rodgers has been as a game manager? Ooh, Sam, don't let him hear you say that. I think he's always been really good at that aspect of the game as far as like managing the clock and the rhythm of the game and timeouts and, you know, getting into when it's time to run their four-minute offense and bleed time off the clock, et cetera, et cetera. I do think he's doing a lot of those things now and commanding the huddle and commanding the line of scrimmage and they're not having to burn timeouts while he's taking the play clock down to one. So that is obviously a much better outcome. I think last year was very much all about the friction with McCarthy. And it's clear that he and LaFleur are very much on the same page about how this offense is being run. And these last 2 weeks, I think, is the best he's played in a very long time, probably in about 2 years, a little over 2 years. Pat Brown's won the offseason and Pack's killing it in the regular season. Funny how that works, isn't it? All that talk about the Browns this offseason. You don't want to be winning headline wars in April or in the spring or the summer. You want to be winning football games in the fall. That's what it's all about. All right, everybody, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. You guys are absolute legends for being here with me today. 400 plus of you. Pretty amazing on a Thursday evening. Go forth and enjoy your evening. Secure in the knowledge that your football team is in first place at 5-1. It's pretty freaking awesome. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.